We're seeing the pursuit. They're starting to do some good gang tackling. Finally here, we've been waiting for that for the first half. Looks like Coach Fisher got through. We're gonna go with a 4-4 defense. Looked like it might have been a motion call, but there's no flag on the field, and the Warriors swarm and stop the Eagles right there at the line of scrimmage.
I was thinking the same thing. Looked like Corey Sosnowski coming up from the bottom of the pile was the first to make the hit there.
93 out there. Tom Toner had a good run. He blocked things up in the middle, heads over to the sideline. Back out number 60, Corey Sosnowski. We got second and 10 out of the pro. Quarterback keeper rolling out the right side. Got a receiver open and good defense there. Number 74 getting in his face. Adam Pichette came from the left side of the defensive line and chased down the quarterback, number 10, Patello. Patello had a couple of receivers open, but boy, it's a good thing Pichette got in his face because they had that big deep back, the big 6'6 guy out there, Nathan Spatzel. He was behind the defensive secondary with his hand in the air at about the 15-yard line.
Well, that's where my eyes went. I saw him wide open, and I was thinking it was going to be pay dirt if he airs it out there. But as you say, Pichette really made a good hustle play in the backfield.
Warriors back with the 4-4. Full backfield, splitting receiver on the left-hand side. In motion, number 4. Quarterback keeping, coming through the line. The North Huron Warriors going to take him down for a loss, 23-74.
Wow, Dalton Gallick was on top of that play as soon as that ball was snapped, and Adam Pichette was not far behind him, and they broke that up in a hurry.
Oh, Patella was going nowhere. They both of those Warriors blasted right back past the two blocking running backs and nailed that quarterback for a loss. So it'll be fourth down and 12. Looks like the Eagles are going to go for it.
Yep, looks like
they got a 22-point lead. You got plenty of room here. 12 yards to go. We're going to split some receivers out. One lone back to the right of the quarterback, or to the left of the quarterback. Got a receiver open, number 4. Good defense and swarming Warriors on top of that receiver. Number 4, Ryan Stone, rolled out to the left side. Patella threw it to him. They had a reception, but it won't pick up a yard. It'll be first and 10 as the North Huron Warriors take over on downs.
Yep, that was a great open field tackle by Shane Maurer. He got there right away, and he had some of his buddies come and finish it off.
And you know something different, Chad? They wrapped their arms around the receiver. They wrapped him up, and good pursuit. You can see things picking up here in the second half for the North Huron Warriors. Score those 22-0 with 8:52 to go here in our third quarter. Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch bringing you all the play-by-play for WLEW. Hand off on the left side, breaking some tackles. The Warriors will bring it close to a first down, running it off a left tackle. Some nice moves there by number 23, Dalton Gallick.
Yep, and we call his name again. He's just a very athletic runner back there, and he made that initial cut, and that's what got him into some open space.
6 foot, 200-pound junior, big boy, and some real athletic ability. 62, Alex Pichette, the center, over the ball. Nathan Iden, left guard. We're going to go strong on the right side with the eye and the extra lineman, but nothing there. And we're also going to have a flag on the play.
Yeah, number 8, Kyle Dora, was there right away for the tackle on that play for Deckerville.
Looks like we're going to have a holding call or a face mask. No, holding call. You're going to be against the Warriors. 8 minutes and 9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. So other than a couple of motion calls, that's our first holding call of the night. And as you mentioned during the half, it's been just a clean game.
I'm surprised, too, that not too many of those penalties at all, holding or offsides, being first game of the season.
Right. You know, and it's second and 14, so the Warriors still in good position. Full backfield. Oh, that was a nice snap. Snapped the ball right to the halfback on the right side, but the Deckerville Eagles are there. Might pick up a yard or two.
Yeah, that was Philpott that was in there in a hurry. Philpott making the tackle. A little bit of help from Ryan Stone. And Ryan Stone playing in the secondary, boy, he gets up to the line and makes some plays in a hurry, doesn't he?
Really quick. Well, they're running, and you can see when they're running that 4-2-2, they're getting there just about as fast as North Huron when they went to the 4-4 defense. So they've got some good speed in the back for Deckerville Eagles that these two defensive backs really feel quick on the line. Oh, pitch off the right side. It's going to be a fumble. Over the heads of the Warrior running back, number 23 was there, Dalton Gallick. But the pitch went a little bit behind him and up over his head, and he tried to get a handle on it, but not much you could do on that one. At least he got back there and he recovered the fumble. So Warriors on top of it. Boy, that's fourth and 23. The Warriors have been their own worst enemy now here in this series of plays on offense.
Tell you, at least he jumped on it too instead of trying to pick it up and run.
So we're going to punt it away, 66. Pino gets a nice kick. It's going to be taken on the 40-yard line by number four. You could probably hear that hit all the way up here. Ryan Stone out there. 74 in on the tackle. Adam Pichette, number 30's there. Nathan Iden, 88's in on it. Adam Homerich. So the Eagles are going to take over here in the third quarter with 6:20 to go with really good field position as they take the ball on the 46-yard line, Chad. Field position has not been a problem for the Deckerville Eagles tonight.
No, it has not. And this time they're even on the Warrior side of the 50. Usually they're still hovering around the 50,
right,
but they're a few yards better this time.
They picked up about 5 or 6 without having to make a play. So here we go, first and 10, 6:20 to go, third quarter, 22-0. Deckerville Eagles on top of the Warriors. Hands to the fullback, oh, missed tackle, and he's gonna make some big yardage there with the Warriors' Danny Wolf, number 33, the senior running back, will pick up a good 10 yards right up the middle. Well, another missed tackle. Someone had Wolf right there at the line, and you know what? I think they let go of him thinking that was a fake handoff because they had him all wrapped up, and they looked to the other back, the second back through the hole, let go of him, and the safety had to pick him up. Good defense this time by the Warriors. Eagles still pick up about 1 or 2.
Yeah, that time we had number 66, Pete Pinot, and 74, Adam Pichette, once again coming all the way from the right side of the line to get in on that play. I'll tell you, these Deckerville, the quarterback and the running backs, their timing is down to perfection in that
really
backfield.
Good. Hey, got some updates here. Lakers versus KPAC, the end of the second. Lakers versus KPAC, Lakers on top, 14-7. Sandusky at the end of the second. Sandusky versus USA, 24-0. Harbor Beach versus Badak at the end of the second, 34-0. And East Tawas versus Ubley. East Tawas on top, 14-8. Thanks, Kelly.
Now, if Lakers gets in trouble at all, do you have any high school athletic eligibility left that you could go back and help
them
out?
Well, I would expect I would probably get the call by the time I get home tonight. I don't know if they're going to need a 52-year-old middle linebacker and fullback. We tried that in Vassar a month ago. Hey, it worked out okay. I should be ready by next year. Nice run out the left side. That's number 33. Danny Wolfe has got some wheels. And you got to say, Deckerville, if you want to watch a team that knows how to block, there's not one player out there, Chad, that I have seen yet on a play that doesn't make a block someplace.
No, every single one of those players is getting engaged with a defender and they're finishing him.
So onto the pro set, Dylan Patello, the quarterback, under center. Hands off on the lead. We'll go to 33 off the left tackle. That's Danny Wolf with the quick wheels. And I like, you see Wolf, how he puts his head down. He's got those feet just chopping away. And he moved left, right, left, straight ahead. And Danny Wolf with a nice pickup there. Probably picked up about 7 yards on the carry. So that'll make it second down and 3 with 4:26 to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, he's not a tall guy, so he's right down there in position, and his legs are pumping, and he's just all muscle.
5'9", 185. I don't know if he's 5'9", but I'll tell you what, he's definitely 185 pounds of heart, and he just powers that thing through there. So another carry this time off the right side, a little cutback by number 8. Kyle Dorr kept the ball, ran it off the guard, but stopped by the Warriors. In on that tackle, number 60 for the North Huron Warriors, Corey Sosnowski.
Third and one.
Well, will we see a rollout pass?